From metadata websites to credit card data mining and Facebook, your personal information is being collected, sorted, and classified. The American Civil Liberties Union of Vermont is concerned, and in September released a report called Surveillance on the Northern Border, with a web video noting that we don't know how much data the government and business is collecting. A follow-up conference in Montpelier Wednesday featured a morning session focused on broader surveillance issues, while the afternoon session spiraled into a more local discussion. ACLU of Vermont Executive Director Alan Gilbert.
We're slowly slipping towards a society where we're all being watched all the time, even when we've done absolutely nothing wrong. Our country was founded on a right to be left alone. Instead, information is being collected about us all the time by the government. We know that just from this summer, the revelations that Edward Snowden has offered about how the NSA works. So the threat to privacy is real, and we really are living in a society now where we're being watched, we're being followed.
The morning's keynote speaker, William Arkin, is a national security and military expert and author of American Coup. He scolded attendees and even the ACLU for retaining out-of-date perspectives.
It seems to me that when we talk about surveillance tools being used in Vermont, including license plate readers and facial recognition software and drones and cell phone tracking systems and fusion centers, that we're not really addressing the question that I think all of society is now beginning to address as a result of Snowden, which are, what are the new rules going to be for information in this age of networks?
Panelist Brock Rutter, certified by the International Association of Privacy Professionals in U.S., Canadian, and European privacy law, noted that the threats to privacy occurring in the U.S. are not unique.
Lots of other countries are spying on both their own people and foreigners. But what is new is so much of our information is entrusted to third parties, to providers, again, the internet companies for the most part, cell phone companies. Because of the third-party doctrine, there's no constitutional protection, no reasonable expectation of privacy.
Attorney and activist Ben Scotch notes the conference is serendipitous to recent revelations about surveillance at the national and international level.
The biggest danger, apart from the specific modes of surveillance, is the concatenation of information, the fusion of information into one place. And through that joining of separate data about each of us, there arises a profile of us that may know us better than we know ourselves. And that is the inner heart of privacy that formerly was our private possession.
The ACLU will post a link to a video of the conference taped by Montpelier's public access station Orca Media in a few days. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.